So welcome to Harbor's National Day of Space. Hopefully you're listening to this episode in the midst of a commitment of taking even a few hours to join us and people around the country and really quieting down, disconnecting, and really listening to God in this moment. And I hope these next few minutes will be a good guide to you to set the table for this next stretch for you to really take that significant time to listen and see God in space. Several years ago, when I was coming to the end of my run as executive director of a Youth for Christ chapter, and I was wondering how much longer can I do this? It seemed like my passion was drying up. And I remember during that time, I got together with a mentor and friend, Warren Wiersbe. He'd authored several books. And I asked him, how do you know when it's time? How do you know it's time to make a shift? And he said, it's when that spring, that fresh water dries up. When you just know that you've kind of lost that inspiration and that thing you need. And that became a real powerful metaphor for me, not only in work, in the work concept of when to know when it's time to make a shift. I mean, my inspiration and passion for the mission had just changed. It had dried up and I needed to face that and ended up making a change on the heels of that. But also important in our relationships to God and others and et cetera, to know when things are drying up and what's some shift or changes you need to make. And the prophet Ezekiel had one of those moments that God led him to, gave him a vision for what could be. As one of the many prophets in the Old Testament, their story was they came into a time of real dryness, of struggle, of drought spiritually for the people. And they became the word, the voice, for there could be a different hope, there could be a better hope. And Ezekiel's vision comes out of Ezekiel 47, and it's really the first of two different lectios we're gonna lead you in today, but he gave Ezekiel this vision for something different. Ezekiel 47, verse 6 says, he asked you, have you been watching, son of man? Have you been waiting? Then he led me back along the riverbank. And when I returned, I was surprised by the sight of many trees growing on both sides of the river. And he said to me, the river flows east through the desert into the valley of the Dead Sea. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. See, in that moment, he was given Ezekiel a vision, a picture for what it could be. A vision and a picture that he needed to take to the people, that it doesn't have to be like this. There is life. There is freshness. The spring doesn't need to dry up. I'm going to read that for you again, because the first question is the key one for us as you head into this extended time, I think, of space and really seeking God. Have you been watching? Are you listening? Do you anticipate God showing up? Do you know it can be different? So verse 6, he asked me, have you been watching, son of man? Then he led me back along the riverbank. And when I returned, I was surprised by the sight of many trees growing on both sides of the river. Then he said to me, the river flows east through the desert into the valley of the Dead Sea. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. In fact, there will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. So I wonder, as you hear that, as you think about that, and you have time to process today, is there a place in your life that needs that kind of vision? That kind of freshness, that kind of renewal? I mean, he takes Ezekiel in that vision back to the riverbank, and there he sees life, both on the sides of the river and in the river. I wonder where your relationship with God is today as you listen to that passage, and does it need an infusion of fresh water, of life? And I had one of those moments 2 years ago where I really needed that kind of infusion of life and freshness and kind of a renewed passion to keep pursuing the things God had called me to. I actually talked about this story, I think a couple years ago, soon after it happened to me. I was going out to California, and we had a couple events coming, a Rhythm and 20 and Rogue, and these leadership events we do at Harbor Ministries. And It was closing in on the 30th group that was coming out there, the 90th time overall that I personally had been involved with one of those groups, either in Colorado or California. And I was coming in honestly weary and starting to wonder, had the vision for Harbor Ministry and our mission to work with leaders, was it starting to dry up? Was I getting too tired to keep going on it? Did I have what it takes? And knowing there was two groups coming in with such expectation and hope, and knowing where I was at in the weary place at that time, I remember sitting above La Jolla Cove, north of San Diego. If you've been to that area, you know how gorgeous that is. And I was down on a cliff kind of above the water and just kind of in a dead stare going, I don't know if I got what it takes. I also don't know if I want to keep doing this. I mean, it's amazing, but it's also hard. And like I said, just kind of tired and all that goes along with that. Through that moment. And I just felt God saying, just stay in it, kind of stay in the moment here and rest. And so I did that. And I think an hour went into 2 hours and the rhythm of the waves started to be captivating to me. It was a really beautiful day. And the lineup of waves going all the way out to the ocean. I remember just looking and gazing out over the ocean, seeing that rhythm of those coming in. And I got this sense, you just keep taking the next step. You hang with it. And I kind of feel a subtle strengthening kind of happening as I watch the waves. I mean, talk about a thin place moment that's pretty simple, but kind of being eyes open to what was going on around me. And then felt God draw me to this passage. This is a passage Brian's going to read for the second part of the Lectio here. But in that moment on that cliff, looking at those oceans, the rhythm of the waves, this passage out of Isaiah 58 really came to mind. And I want to read it for you quick, just as an introduction to that moment, and then have Brian take us through it. And I hope you'll take your time with both of these and just see what God does with it in this passage again. But for me, in that moment, it gave me the strength I needed. So in that moment, this passage came to me, feed the hungry, help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out of the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you, give you water when you're dry. Restore your strength. You'll be like a well-watered garden, that ever-flowing spring. So let's spend some time in this passage and see what God might have for you in that moment.
Friends, just settle in this moment as I read from Isaiah 58, starting in verse 10. Just be in this moment and see and listen for what God has for you in this passage. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you'll be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day, and don't follow your own desires or talk idly. As I read this again, be mindful of what's stirring in your heart and mind. Maybe a word God's giving to you, a word or phrase from this passage that seems to stand out. Hold on to it. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you'll be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. Keep the Sabbath holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day, and don't follow your own desires or talk idly. There's a word, a phrase, something that God is giving you in this moment that's standing out to you. Make note of it. Maybe even speak it out loud where you are. Take it with you today. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you will be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath. Speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day, and don't follow your own desires or talk idly. Again, friends, if there's a word, a phrase, something God is giving you in this moment from that passage, hold on to it, take it with you today.
So thankful for that moment on that cliff north of San Diego. And I tell you, every day over the next week that we were with people, and I felt more strength each day that passed. That moment with the waves and that passage out of Isaiah 58 gave me just what I needed. And man, the world needs you and I to be filled up, to move where we need to move, to adjust what we need to do, and not settle and coast. And we need that today more than ever, and people need that from us. And so I hope this passage has helped you do that, to refuse to settle, to know that God's going to meet you in the moments you need to give you strength. And remembering that thin place moment, honestly, has given me the fuel, the strength, the courage, the passion I've needed, and still does. And I'm still rolling 2 years later on that moment, on that memory, and how God uniquely met me there. So that's my hope. As we end this episode and allow you to go into some extended times of quiet and listening and joining us and many others, hundreds around the country that are doing this National Day of Space today. You can find that, that God will meet you uniquely in that moment. Reread again one of these passages, Isaiah 58 or Ezekiel 47. See what God does with it. Hope the day is amazing, friends. This podcast is brought to you by Harbor Ministries. If you'd like more information on how to support our work with leaders around the country, or would like to hear more on our leadership events, Rhythm in 20, Rogue, or Revel, or would like to look at my new book, Stay Wild, and our various other resources, you can go to harborministries.com for everything you need.